I know you talked about this last year, but what's the balance in trying to figure out, you know, if Devontae, get him in a rhythm and then putting Tevin in, or, you know, what's the balance there, how you want to go about that?
Go with a guy who's hot, keep them both fresh, and I don't worry about that stuff too much. I love both those backs. There's really no difference to me which one's in the game, so it's a good problem to have. You know, whoever's rolling with it, you stick with them. When they need a break, the other guy comes in, and you try to keep them both fresh to see how it pans out at the end of the game.
What do you see differently in Tevin this year? You know, if you know what you got in Devontae, what do you see?
I'm just more comfortable. I think like all second-year players, you know, your first year, it's a long year. You don't know what to expect. I think Tevin did a real good job for a rookie, but second year, you got a lot more confidence. You know what to expect. You're going through it for a second time, and you're not thinking as much, and you can just play ball.
How do you feel like the offense as a whole looks?
I thought we had our ups and downs. You know, there were some good times with some bad times. You know, I wasn't real happy with our third game versus Miami, but I thought we did a good job in the first two games. But it's preseason, so I've been undefeated in preseason, and that hasn't meant at all anything in the season, and it's been the opposite. So really that is out of sight, out of mind for me, and thinking about Sunday right now.
What stands out to you about the Bucks defense?
They got a lot of good players. They got a good scheme. You know, I know Mike hasn't done the defense coordinator spot for a while, but, you know, I've gone against him back in the day in the AFC South, and, you know, it's always been a real good scheme. It's sound, and with the players they got, I know it's going to be a tough challenge.
You're going into this season with a lot more continuity on the offensive line than you had last year at this time. What's that like for this offense? What does that mean going into this season?
It helps because all the practice you're doing, you're practicing with the guys you're going to play within a game. You know, last year it was a little uncomfortable feeling this time. You know, we had just traded for Andy Levitre a few days prior to what today is, so you didn't really know what was going to happen until the game. And, you know, we played with the same guys all last year, and, you know, we've added Max, so, you know, we got one new guy in the group, but at least we've had him throughout OTAs and training camp, so it definitely makes it a lot more comfortable going into the game.
How did Julio look in practice today?
Julio always looks good.
Same answer Coach gave.
Did he? All right. It's an easy answer.
Anything else?
Yeah, Coach, you have Alex Mack now at center, of course. I know you talk about the balance of deciding when to go no huddle and when not to go and stuff like that, but does that make that transition easier because you got a guy that he said you guys did it in Cleveland and had some great success with it?
Yeah.
You know, but he's a guy that can really get that going. You have to worry about his snaps or anything like that?
Not totally. I mean, no huddle really is never about one player in particular. We did a lot of no huddle in Cleveland. We did the same amount here last year. So it's, you know, it's you do it when you think it's effective. You do it as it involves the whole team, what your game plan is, what you're going against, what our defense is going against on the offense. It's how you want to do the game, what you work at. You can't work at everything. So can't tell you exactly what we're going to do week to week. But we try to do the stuff that we work the most at and we think we're the best at.
How much would you say you really work on that? You know, I don't know what you're – how you divided up practice or whatever like that, but
we're never not working on it.
Okay.
All right. We always got a part of it. You know, it's doesn't matter what team I've been on. You're always incorporating no huddle throughout the week.
Cool.
One more. I'm sorry. You just talked about Julio always looks good. Talk about their corners and, you know, Julio, of course, is confident that he can, you know, it's about them guarding him, not about how he matches up against them. But talk about their corners and what you anticipate seeing from them.
They got some good players back there. I think that's where they've probably improved the most in the past year, you know, with their high draft pick. And then, you know, Grimes going against him over the year, and you guys know him from here. He's a very good player. You never can be comfortable with him. You know, he's got a chance for a pick six at all times. So he's one of the better zone corners and even man-to-man corners from off that I've seen over my career. And you combine those corners with their pass rush, and, you know, they definitely are players you got to respect.
What do you see from Hargraves?
I see a good, talented player. He moves well. You know, we're going off preseason tape and stuff, but you can see the athlete. You know why he was a high draft pick, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot of success in this league.